The world is changing fast, but you can learn it at a slower pace.
Special English.
You're listening to Special English. Here is the news. Hundreds of cultural and people-to-people exchange events will be held this year to mark the China-France Year of Culture and Tourism. The announcement was jointly made by China's Ministry of Culture and Tourism and the French Embassy in China. The year 2024 marks the 60th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties between China and France. It is also the year of culture and tourism between the two countries. A series of activities covering performing arts, visual arts, cultural heritage, and tourism promotion will be held, including an opening concert, a tourism promotion event, and an exhibition featuring China's Forbidden City and France's Palace of Versailles.
You're listening to Special English.
China's first domestically built large cruise ship has finished its commercial maiden voyage after travelling over 1,100 nautical miles on a 7-day trip. Carrying more than 3,000 passengers, the Adora Magic City set off from the Shanghai Wusongkou International Cruise Terminal on January the 1st and stopped at the ports on Jeju Island in the Republic of Korea, as well as the Japanese cities of Nagasaki and Fukuoka, before returning to the Wusongkou terminal. During the voyage, experts from the Dunhuang Academy gave 4 lectures demonstrating the art of the Dunhuang Grottoes and introducing a digital exhibition which was jointly organized by the cruise and the academy. While enjoying a good time at sea, guests on board could also enjoy the replicas of the artistic treasures of Dunhuang. Measuring some 323 meters long, the cruise ship is able to accommodate more than 5,200 passengers. It has 16 floors and 40,000 square meters of public living and recreational space. The cruise is jointly operated by Cruise Technology Development Limited under China State Shipbuilding Corporation and Adora Cruises Limited.
This is Special English.
The Civil Aviation Administration of China has stated that it will promote the domestically built C919 commercial aircraft to acquire certification from international organizations, including the European Union Aviation Safety Agency. The Civil Aviation Authority made the announcement at its annual working conference in Beijing, adding that it would continue to work on boosting the recognition of the Chinese aircraft in the international market. The C919 jet completed its first commercial flight in May 2023, and according to China Eastern Airlines, the C919 fleet operated 655 commercial flights as of December the 31st, serving nearly 82,000 passenger trips. Song Zhehong, head of the Civil Aviation Administration of China, said that the number of international flights arriving in China has continued to recover. He added that the number of international flights to and from China now stands at 4,600 per week, up from fewer than 500 at the beginning of 2023. Song noted that the number of direct flights between China and the United States had recovered to 63 per week, while the number of flights between China and European countries returned to about 60% of pre-pandemic levels. As for its work in the next stage, the Civil Aviation Authority said it would continue to promote direct flights between China and the United States. Work is also being done to upgrade the China-US Aviation Cooperation Program and the China-Europe Aviation Cooperation Program. In July 2023, documents related to China-Switzerland aviation safety and airworthiness cooperation were also signed. 2023 also witnessed the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding between the Civil Aviation Departments of China and Kazakhstan and Tajikistan to jointly build the Air Silk Road. According to the annual meeting, China's civil aviation sector handled 620 million passenger trips in 2023, which accounted for almost 94% of the volume in 2019. The sector is expected to handle 690 million passenger trips in 2024, and it hopes the number of international flights to and from China will reach 6,000 a week by the end of 2024, around 80% of pre-pandemic levels.
You're listening to Special English.
A long-awaited television series, which was released in both Mandarin and the Shanghai dialect in late December, has sparked discussion over the preservation and inheritance of the Shanghai dialect. Adapted from writer Jin Yucheng's award-winning novel, the TV series Blossoms Shanghai takes audiences back to Shanghai in the 1990s, when everybody looked forward to opportunities at the turn of the century. The plot follows the rise of the protagonist, Ah Bao, an ambitious young man who seized the opportunities of the early stock market and became a millionaire. It is the Shanghai dialect version that has many online viewers riveted to the series, which was produced by legendary Hong Kong director Wong Kar-wai, who was born in Shanghai. Some viewers have been sharing short videos from the series to help others learn the Shanghai dialect. Chen Zhongmin, a professor from the Department of Chinese Language and Literature at Fudan University, said that most people he knows are interested in the dialect version of the show, regardless of whether they are from the city or elsewhere. Chen said that they are curious to see how the dialect can convey the unique charm of the city's culture. Some experts said they believe the series could make a big contribution to the inheritance of the Shanghai dialect, as there is general consensus among Shanghai residents that the dialect needs to be protected. Ding Dimeng, an expert in Shanghai dialect studies at Shanghai University, noted that the dialect will become endangered if the government and society do not pay due attention to its preservation. The Shanghai dialect has gained popularity among foreigners living in the city. Many, like Belgian musician Tobias Gao Yue, share their language skills on social media. Tobias, who has decent grasp of the Shanghai dialect, has won thousands of followers, indicating that more people are interested in learning the dialect. Barnaby Nadler, who is from the United States and has lived in Shanghai for more than a decade, said he took special classes in the Shanghai dialect after moving to the city because he thought some expressions were very interesting and could help him better integrate into the local community. Latest figures from the Shanghai Statistics Bureau show that the municipality was home to more than 24 million permanent residents in 2022, with more than 10 million coming from other parts of the country. Municipal authorities have made some efforts in recent years to preserve the local dialect. Some bus routes and a new subway line have added the Shanghai dialect in the broadcasting language, while children's rhymes in the dialect remain part of the syllabus at most local kindergartens.
This is Special English.
We all enter this world with a universal greeting. We then learn to speak.
Bonjour, comment allez-vous?
Dobre utro.
Hoy estoy muy contenta.
Though our languages, cultures and traditions may differ, we still share one thing in common. We have hope for humanity and the world.
Donated an additional 500,000.
German Railway Company Deutsche
Director of the International
the 26th
Monetary
United Nations Climate. Hear the difference with CGTN Radio. Join our global network to connect with the world.
CGTN Radio. Hear the difference.
Sideline Story brings you all things sports related. The hottest topics, latest events, juiciest stories, all with a very personal take. Subscribe to Sideline Story Podcast for heated sports discussions covering events that are happening in China and around the world.
This is Special English.
China's retail sales of books amounted to 91.2 billion yuan, about 12.8 billion US dollars in 2023, up 4.7% year on year. That is according to an annual report issued under the guidance of the Publishers Association of China and the Book and Periodicals Distribution Association of China. The report notes that short video platforms have become the second largest book sales channel, following e-commerce platforms, while bookstore sales continued a downward trend. Many new comic books targeting children and adults were published, covering topics such as science, psychology, history, life, and traditional culture. Liu Sexin was the best-selling author of 2023 according to the report.
This is Special English.
China's southern island province of Hainan has seen its recreational fishery industry pick up momentum in 2023, with a total output value exceeding 4 billion yuan, or about $563 million, marking a year-on-year surge of 90%. That is according to data from the Department of Agriculture and Rural Affairs of Hainan Province. The industry saw almost 14 million visits throughout 2023, marking an increase of 73% year-on-year. The province rolled out an action plan to boost the high-quality development of recreational fisheries last year, aiming to build 8 demonstration sites of high-quality recreational fisheries, 4 offshore fishing competition sites, as well as 12 recreational marine ranches within 3 years. The province has exerted considerable effort in fostering the high-quality development of recreational fisheries. It has integrated management of fishing permits, inspection of recreational fishing vessels, and safety management to streamline the oversight of the industry.
You're listening to Special English.
China will accelerate efforts to produce a batch of sophisticated emergency response robots by 2025, which can be used for multiple purposes, including search and rescue during emergency situations. According to a guideline jointly issued by the Ministry of Emergency Management and the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology, the development and practical application of emergency response robots will advance the modernization of emergency management systems and capabilities in China. Efforts will be particularly strengthened to develop emergency response robots for key purposes such as reconnaissance, life search, material support, fire extinguishing, life channel opening, and communication support in response to situations including floods, fires, earthquakes, and geological disasters, among others. The major goal is to develop a batch of advanced robots that are more professional, refined, and intelligent by 2025.
You're listening to Special English.
Australian scientists have departed on a 60-day research voyage to the Southern Ocean in a bid to improve the understanding of the impacts of climate change. The science team, led by National Science Agency, the Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organisation, and government-funded Australian Antarctic Programme Partnership, departed aboard the former's research vessel, Investigator. They will travel to the edge of Antarctica, searching for climate clues between the deep ocean, which is up to 6 kilometres below the water surface, to low-lying clouds, 2 kilometres above in the atmosphere. The voyage aims to work out how links between physics, biogeochemistry, plankton, aerosols, and clouds influence the Earth's climate. Steve Rintoul, co-chief scientist on the voyage, said that the Southern Ocean acts as a handbrake on climate change by taking up vast amounts of heat and carbon dioxide, which means it has a profound influence on climate patterns in Australia and the rest of the globe. He said that to anticipate how climate and sea level will change in the future, it is necessary to understand how the Southern Ocean works and how sensitive it is to change. Rintoul noted that what's amazing about the Southern Ocean is that everything is interconnected. Therefore, it's impossible to understand how the region influences climate without measuring each piece and how it fits with the other parts of the system. The research vessel will sail 2,300 kilometers south to the edge of Antarctica before returning to Fremantle in Western Australia in early March on a 9,260 kilometer round trip.
You're listening to Special English.
That is the end of this edition of Special English. To recap, I'm going to read one of the news items again at normal speed. Please listen carefully. The Civil Aviation Administration of China has stated that it will promote the domestically built C919 commercial aircraft to acquire certification from international organizations, including the European Union Aviation Safety Agency. The Civil Aviation Authority made the announcement at its annual working conference in Beijing, adding that it would continue to work on boosting the recognition of the Chinese aircraft in the international market. The C919 jet completed its first commercial flight in May 2023, and according to China Eastern Airlines, the C919 fleet operated 655 commercial flights as of December the 31st, serving almost 82,000 passenger trips. Song Zhehong, head of the Civil Aviation Administration of China, said that the number of international flights arriving in China has continued to recover. He added that the number of international flights to and from China now stands at 4,600 per week, up from fewer than 500 at the beginning of 2023. Song noted that the number of direct flights between China and the United States had recovered to 63 per week, while the number of flights between China and European countries returned to about 60% of pre-pandemic levels. As for its work in the next stage, the Civil Aviation Authority said it would continue to promote direct flights between China and the United States. Work is also being done to upgrade the China-US Aviation Cooperation Program and the China-Europe Aviation Cooperation Program. In July 2023, documents related to China-Switzerland aviation safety and airworthiness cooperation were also signed. In 2023, it signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the Civil Aviation Departments of Kazakhstan and Tajikistan to jointly build the Air Silk Road. According to the meeting, China's civil aviation sector handled 620 million passenger trips in 2023, which accounted for almost 94% of the volume in 2019. The sector is expected to handle 690 million passenger trips in 2024, and it hopes the number of international flights to and from China will reach 6,000 a week by the end of 2024, around 80% of pre-pandemic levels. That is the end of today's program. I hope you'll join us every day to learn English at a slower pace.